For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Filings were released in cases involving former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen and former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort that were related to the special counsel's probe into possible coordination between the Trump campaign and Russia. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
President Trump discussed the investigation with reporters on the South Lawn before leaving for the Army-Navy football game in Philly.
Very one-sided situation, but I think it's all turning around very nicely. But as far as the report that we see, according to everybody I've spoken to, I have not read it. There's absolutely no collusion, which is very important.
President Trump also announced that his chief of staff, John Kelly, will be leaving.
John Kelly will be leaving toward the end of the year, at the end of the year, and I appreciate his service very much.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Residents of North Carolina are bracing for a snowstorm this weekend as the National Weather Service warns of more than a foot of snow. John Clemens reports.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper has declared a state of emergency for the Tar Heel State, warning residents to finish their food and water stockpiling and be ready for power failures. Several airports are reporting limited service. The governor also told people to stay home.
The more cars we have on the road, the tougher it will be for our Department of Transportation crews to treat and clear those roadways.
Former Trump campaign aide George Papadopoulos was released from prison on Friday morning after serving 12 days for lying to investigators about his contact with people tied to Russia during the 2016 campaign.
While I wasn't in prison for that long, it's still not a place anybody wants to spend even 1 minute in, let alone 12 or 14 days, whatever I was in there. You're away from family, you're away from friends.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A comedian is turning down a chance to host the next Academy Awards show. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Kevin Hart won't be the host of next year's Oscars after getting some criticism about some jokes he'd made years ago about gay people. He announced his decision not to host the Oscars on Twitter on Thursday night, writing, quote, "I do not want to be a distraction on a night that should be celebrated by so many amazing artists." Hart also apologized to the LGBTQ community. He said he is evolving and wants to be able to continue to do so. The Oscars are set for February 24th, the Academy has not yet announced a replacement host. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Center for Disease Control is reporting that more people have been hospitalized after consuming romaine lettuce. John Clemens reports.
That number now stands at 52 cases across 15 states that include two people who are now suffering from kidney failure. No common grower, supplier, distributor, or brand of romaine lettuce has been identified, but the CDC has issued a warning not to eat or serve romaine lettuce from the central coastal growing regions of northern or central California. Those who come down with E. coli infection suffer from stomach cramps, bloody diarrhea, and with vomiting. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.